Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Forest Management for Wildlife Workshop. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Brady Silf, Mississippi State University Associate Extension Professor. So, Brady, what is the Forest Management for Wildlife Workshop exactly?
Sure. This is a workshop we put together that's kind of an adaptation of the workshops we were doing last year, which were, game camera survey workshops. And the fact that things have changed with chronic wasting disease, we had to kind of manipulate what we do with these. And what we've done is go back to the drawing board, and we still do some of the forest management for our habitat type work with this particular workshop. But we've also included a pretty substantial segment on chronic wasting disease. And again, this is going to be an indoors workshop for, the informational type data. And then we go outdoors and we talk about actual forest management on the ground and how we incorporate that into managing for not only our timber, but our wildlife species as well.
And do you have partners for this workshop?
We do. We always try to tie in with some type of landowner locally. In this particular case, we've gone kind of out in a little bit of a different direction. We work with the Audubon Society on this particular workshop, primarily the people up at Strawberry Plains at the Audubon Center there in Marshall County. We also always tie in with the local Extension Service office in each individual county. In this case, like I said, Marshall County. And then I also work pretty heavily with the Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks under the guise of their private lands biologists. I have a couple of those guys actually helping out with these.
So who stands to benefit by attending this Forest Management for Wildlife workshop?
As I said, primarily what we're looking at doing here is trying to work with landowners, and primarily, again, those being the landowners that are really interested in managing their forests while trying to increase habitat for different wildlife species. Additionally, like I said before, we're tying this back and giving some information on chronic wasting disease because Marshall County is inside the quarantine zone set up by MDWFMP. So in this particular case, we're gonna go a lot more heavily into the realm of what the new rules and the regulations are going to do and how that impacts what we do from a forestry and wildlife management standpoint.
And what will folks learn here at the Forest Management for Wildlife Workshop?
Again, chronic wasting disease and the management implications that come out of that. But additionally, going back to the forestry side of the coin here, we're going to teach them the kind of the most current silvicultural methodology in order that we have, that we know of right now for managing pines and hardwoods in an attempt to give us both those timber benefits, from an economic and aesthetic standpoint, and increasing basically the carrying capacity for different wildlife species.
Okay, sounds good. Is there anything else you want to add about this workshop?
Sure. Like I said, it's an indoor-outdoor workshop. So indoors, in the middle of August, we know what it's going to be like once we get outdoors. Indoors is just the standard, watching presentations and the Q&A back and forth. Once we get outside, it is going to be hot. So, if you have some heat aversion, you may want to think about that. And also things like boots, insect repellents, anything that's common sense for being outside in the middle of August in Mississippi.
And when and where will the Forest Management for Wildlife workshop be held, and where can we go for more information?
Sure. This particular workshop is going to be Friday, August the 16th, there in Marshall County. We will start off the day at about 9, registration starts at 8:30, but we'll start off the course at about 9, go to lunch there inside the Marshall County Extension Office, and then travel to the field for the outdoors portion right after we get finished with eating. And that'll go to somewhere around 2 o'clock at the Audubon Center there. For information, you can always go to the local office, in this case, again, the Marshall County Extension Office, or you can go online to the MSU Extension website, look under the calendar function, and pull up any information, a flyer, registration info, all that kind of stuff for this particular course. That's at extension.msstate.edu if you're interested.
Okay, so that's Friday, August 16th at the Marshall County Extension Office. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Brady Silf, Mississippi State University Extension Associate Professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.